This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is the number of the beast? Now, much has been speculated about it. Over the centuries, people have tried to figure out and calculate the number of one particular beast or leader. But what does the Bible say about this? Today I like to focus on the Bible, insofar as what the Bible reveals to us, and I like to stay away from any speculation which cannot be substantiated in God's Word. In order to understand what the number of the beast is, and we all should know that that number is 666, we need to know what the beast is. And the Bible does talk about the beast in several different ways. In Revelation chapter 13 and in verse 1, we find that John, the Apostle John, has a vision in which he sees a peculiar-looking beast. It has seven heads, it has 10 horns, it looks like a lion and a bear and a leopard. But what does this beast mean? Now, in order to understand this, we have to also realize that the Bible must interpret and explain the Bible. So we got to go back to see where in other scriptures this beast is identified. And we find that indeed in the book of Daniel. Now Jesus Christ, when he talked about end time events, also referred to the book of Daniel several times. He talked about the abomination of desolation, which is referred to in the book of Daniel. And so we will find when we go to the book of Daniel that Daniel identifies that beast in Revelation chapter 13. Because you see, in Daniel chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And Daniel was inspired by God to tell Nebuchadnezzar what that dream meant. And Nebuchadnezzar had seen a statue. And Daniel told him that statue represented four empires, four world-ruling empires which would come upon the earth, beginning with Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, followed by the Medo-Persian Empire, followed by the Greco-Macedonian Empire, and then there would be a fourth empire, which Daniel doesn't quite identify, but the other three are identified. And they are also referred to as beasts. Babylon is referred to as a lion. The Medo-Persian Empire is referred to as a bear. The Greco-Macedonian Empire is referred to as a leopard with four heads, referring to Alexander the Great and his four generals after Alexander's death. And then you had the fourth beast, which is also referred to in the book of Daniel, with 10 horns. And if you take those beasts and then go back to Revelation chapter 13, you find that that particular beast is a conglomeration of all the beasts in the book of Daniel, with seven heads and 10 horns. Let's count them. You had the one head of the Babylonian Empire, the one head of the Medo-Persian Empire, the four heads of the Greco-Macedonian Empire, and then finally the last head of the fourth beast. And all biblical scholars tell us that the fourth beast refers to the Roman Empire. And history tells us this, because it was the Roman Empire which swallowed up all the previous ones. And so the book of Revelation chapter 13 talks about that Roman Empire. But remember, it had 10 horns, because it would revive 10 times. Now remember, Daniel said that only four empires would appear on this earth. And when the fourth empire is in full swing, then Jesus Christ would return. So the Roman Empire, which fell, had to be revived. And it would be revived 10 times, represented by the 10 horns. Nine of those 10 revivals have already occurred. We read that the Roman Empire would get a deadly wound, but the deadly wound would be healed, and it would be revived. And that has occurred under barbarian tribes, under Justinian, under Charlemagne, under Otto the Great, under Charles V, under Napoleon, under Hitler and Mussolini. And the last revival is appearing in front of our eyes right now in Europe, if we have eyes to see. And when that occurs, then the return of Jesus Christ is very near. So we have identified the beast in Revelation 13. Now the question is, what is the number of that beast? Because we do read in Revelation 13 that the beast has a number, has a name, and that we can calculate the number of that name, and it is a name of a man. Now the earliest interpreters, if you please, have identified that particular man as Latinus. Latinus, the founder of Rome. And some have said it's representing the Latin Empire. Now, first of all, let me just say that the number 666 is of great biblical importance for this reason. That the number 6 in the Bible always refers to alienation, or many times at least, alienation of a man from God. And here you have 666, and some have referred to this as the unholy trinity. The unholy trinity, in other words, the idea being that you have Satan and the beast, and then another personage, the false prophet, all being named together. So it's talking about alienation from God. And so what then is meant with the name? Now, the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary points out that the name can refer to a literal name, to an adopted name, or to a well-known expression associated with or describing the beast. For instance, like Heil Hitler, or Il Duce, or Heil Caesar. Something like that could very well refer to the number, because you see in the Greek, and the Book of Revelation is written in Greek, every letter has a numerical value. Now, if you take the numerical value of the letters and add them up, you need to get 666. And Latinos, in fact, is that kind of a person where it applies. Irenaeus, who was a disciple of Polycarp, felt very strongly that this was meant with 666, that the Greek word Latinos refers to that particular individual. Because you see, in the Greek, L stands for 30, A for 1, T for 300, E for 5, I for 10, N for 50, O for 70, and S for 200. And that, if you add it up, brings you to 666. Now, some have meant or felt that it refers to Nero. But there are some problems with that interpretation. As the commentary on the Holy Bible by Domolo points out, it says, it has been found that if Neron, Caesar, be written in Hebrew letters, the sum of the letters is 666. But to get 666, Caesar has to be written defectively, and if spelled Nero Caesar, the sum of the letters is 616. And of course, in addition, if you want to count it that way, you have to say Neron Caesar, not Nero Caesar, in order to get 666. So there are some problems here. But the bottom line is, you don't count in Hebrew. You count in Greek. The New Testament letter, the Book of Revelation, was written in Greek. And so Christ himself identifies himself as the beginning and the end. And then he says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last letters in the Greek alphabet. So he makes it very clear that Greek is the language which has to be used to figure out the numerical value of the title, either real, the name, adopted, whatever, but it has to be in Greek. Now, furthermore, the number 616, as some have said, it should really be 616 rather than 666, that's a defective rendition. The Barnes commentary points out that only in some falsified and corrupted versions, 616 is mentioned. Irenaeus knew about the concept that 616 would be the number, and he said, no, it's not. It is 666. That's what it's meant. And so he insisted that that was a correct number. Now, when it talks about the beast in Revelation 13, it can, of course, refer, and many times does, to the empire, the Roman Empire, which fell, which would be revived 10 times. But it also can refer to the representative, the leader of the Roman Empire, especially the final leader. Because the word beast can refer to the empire, and also to the emperor, the leader. And so the Ryrie Study Bible says that somehow, unknown to us, The number will play an important part in the identification of the Antichrist in a future day. Now, he is using the word Antichrist. I personally don't like that too much because the book of Revelation refers exclusively to that final political military leader as the beast. The word Antichrist cannot be found there. Now, the concept of Antichrist is, of course, in the Bible, but it refers to people who are Antichrist. They are against Christ. And John says that many Antichrists have already arisen in his day and age. So I like to say beast. But so there is a reference here, a relationship apparently, to the last emperor of the revived Roman Empire called the beast. And we also need to emphasize and understand that the number refers to a man. It very clearly says that. It refers to a man, a male, not a female. And so the idea that perhaps the beast could be a female leader does not fly in light of biblical scripture. If you read Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8, it has this to say, "All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Now, it says him. They will worship him. It doesn't say it. You see, it doesn't talk in this particular passage about the beast as an it, and it doesn't talk about a she either. The Zürcher Bible points out that one would expect the statement that people would worship it rather than him. But saying that all the earth will worship him indicates that a male person is meant, according to this commentary. We find something similar in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 14, where it says that the people will worship the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. See, you would expect that people would worship the beast which was wounded, but they say him or who. Again, referring to a person, referring in this case to a man. Not only, apparently, did the Roman Empire receive a deadly wound and was healed, and that healing took place historically through Justinian, when he united again West Rome and East Rome, and in history that is called the Imperial Restoration, but it seems to refer also to an end-time fulfillment. Talking about a person, and it has to be a German leader or a leader of German or Austrian descent, because the Bible makes very clear in other passages that it is going to be a German or an Austrian leader who will revive the ancient Roman Empire one more time. But it appears that that particular individual at one time was very prominent on the political scene, but then he received a deadly wound somehow and he exited from the political scene and was forgotten, was gone. And so then suddenly he comes out of the abyss of historical darkness, so to speak, and everyone will be surprised when that happens. Something similar might have occurred under Adolf Hitler. Now, he was quite prominent, and then the infamous Bierhallen Putsch occurred, and he was arrested, he was imprisoned, and people were saying, Adolf Hitler is gone. You will never hear of him again. And people have said that. And then suddenly he was back. And so something similar could happen in this particular passage. It might be indicated because the Elberfelder Bible also points out in footnotes that here a male person is meant, not just a description of the empire, in order to get a certain thought across. Now let me also say that we are talking about the number of the name of the beast, that military political leader. It's not talking about a religious leader here. When the Bible talks about a religious leader, especially in the book of Revelation, it talks about the false prophet. But here it's talking about the name of the beast, which means that all the speculations referring to the Pope or another religious figure, including Martin Luther, don't harmonize with what the Bible says, because the Bible specifically refers to a political leader, not a religious leader. Now, there's a lot of speculation out there, insofar as this might be a microchip, which somehow refers to the number 666, but based on what the Bible tells us, it's very clear that it's referring to a name or a title of the Roman Empire, but also apparently of the last leader of that Roman Empire. Now, it's not going to be that easy to figure this one out. People say, oh, well, everybody could easily see then when that beast arrives and whatever name, whatever title he might have, that that is him. No, because you see, the problem is most people will be totally deceived. They will think that the beast and the false prophet are holy, righteous individuals, servants of God. Perhaps they might confuse them with the two witnesses, saying that they are the two witnesses, and the real, true two witnesses who are the servants of God are labeled as the beast and the false prophet. We have to see how this all plays out. But the Bible says, those who have understanding, they will count the number of that name. They will count it. Those who have godly understanding, who understand what the Bible says. Now, in order to help you to understand what the Bible says, we have prepared a free booklet. The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. And this explains all the revivals. It explains to you how it was revived, who revived it, and it also has a lot to say about the beast and the false prophets, who are prophesied to occur and to manifest themselves in these end times. It also has a chart in the middle of the booklet, which shows you exactly how it all came together. And so we are called upon to watch world events, especially to watch what is happening in Europe right now, because there is the place where the final revival will occur. And when that happens, the Bible says the beast will only rule for a short time, a very short time, and then Jesus Christ will return. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.